Thank you for calling
American General Private Security Corporation.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0 or stay on the line. For the dial by name directory, press 9. To repeat, please enter at least the first 3 letters of the person's first name. For Q, press 7. For Z.
George Nasser.
Extension 1011. To select this extension, press 1. To repeat the current name, press 3. Thank you for calling
George Nasser.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hey George, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, I had to make a couple other quick phone calls.
That's okay, Russell. Yeah, hey. I just talked to Lauren, the owner, and she's not into this at all if she has to put her social security anywhere.
Oh, so she's not into it?
Nope. If you can do it under the tax ID for the business, everything, and reference her name as the owner, or, you know, that's it. It's fine. Otherwise, she's not interested.
Well, wait, sorry. Can you say that one more time? I kind of cut out there for a second.
No, everything has to be under the business tax ID with no personal guarantee.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how it is. So, I mean, we kind of require,
no,
like...
Not the,
yeah, no.
She's asking for her social security, so she doesn't want to put that.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is, I mean, we asked for the, you know, the personal guarantee, but it's all entirely on the business credit. It has nothing to do with personal credit. It doesn't affect personal credit whatsoever. You know, we just have to ask.
Yeah, she doesn't want to put her social security online.
Okay, well, all right. I mean, I don't really know what to tell you because that is one of the requirements.
I don't know what to tell you either.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the thing. You know, we do have to. All right, well, because we just have to check the business owner's personal credit. It doesn't put any effect on it. It doesn't ding it. You know, and when, you know, we do take out these loans, it's all entirely on the business's credit. But at the same time, kind of do have to do that personal guarantee here, so.
Great. I'll tell her that and go from there. But I'm telling you right now, she's not interested in that. She's not... desperately need it, like she told me, but she does need it, but she's not willing to do it.
Well, I mean, I just want, you know, it's kind of hard because, you know, I think she needs to understand the fact that if she's, you know, trying to take out a loan just about from anywhere, there's going to be some sort of personal guarantee that's going to be, you know, necessary. Because they're going to, you know, I understand that it's all entirely on the business credit.
When we bought the cars, you know, for the business, I'm the one actually went to the dealer and picked up the cars, and she signed the form on the tax, you know, and she sent it to the dealer, and that was okay, you know, that she gave me the power of attorney. So basically, she did not put her social, so I'm aware of the car purchase. I'm not aware of any other loan.
Got it, but that was for the car purchase versus, you know, people actually lending you any money in order to do so, though, right?
I can't speak on that because I don't know.
Okay, well, because that's
just
the thing. I mean,
the only thing I've been exposed to is the car purchase.
Yeah, and so that's the thing is with purchasing the vehicle, when you go to the dealership and do that, they may not require that type of information. But when you're going to a bank and you're trying to, you know, borrow money from them, there is going to be a personal guarantee that is required. However, it doesn't go on the personal credit. It would only go on the business's credit, but, you know, it is a requirement that we do have.
Yeah, then she never need that.
Because the
business should guarantee the loan, not her personal guarantee. It should be the business guarantee the loan, not her personal.
Okay.
That's the way she put it for me.
Here, how's this sound? Here, let me get, can I get one of my senior members here to get on the phone here and talk with you for a quick moment just to clear things up a little bit and make sure, you know, I'm telling you everything that's correct.
Okay.
All right, here, give me just a moment.
Sure, sure.
This guy, he's trying to take out my computer. Hi, is this George?
Yes, hi.
Hey, George, my name's Sam. I'm working over here with Russell. Been here a little longer. Thought I'd jump on and give some feedback here. Tells me that you're possibly looking at some working capital. Is that the case?
Yeah, my owner, you know, she's looking for some working capital. So, yeah, speaking of her behalf, because I have the power of control and everything, I'm also a small part owner of this company. You know, but everything's going to be under her name as a business owner, but the thing is, she does not want to add anything to her social security or anything. If she took a working capital, it has to be under business working capital, which is a business tax ID, which exists for 16 years.
Oh, okay.
And we gross at about over $2 million gross every year.
Oh, all right.
So
and do you have any idea how much
you're going to cost?
I'm sorry.
Like $200,000.
Oh, $200,000. Okay. And that's right in the range of what we'd probably be able to free up to you based on what you guys do for sales. Now, we do have, our programs are going to be business loans. So they're going to go on the business credit, on the business tax ID. Now, as far as the ownership breakdown goes, what percentage are you as far as ownership?
Okay, it doesn't matter what percentage. The fact is, she does not want to put the Social Security on any loan. That's what she told me.
Okay, but I mean, the percentage still does matter because that's the only way we're going to be able to get you approved. We have to take a look at the personal credit of the owners to ensure that legally we're allowed to lend to the business. Do you follow me with that?
I understand. I am follow you.
Yes,
but
and ultimately
again,
when we do
she does not
the loan, it will be on the business. So we'll do it on the business tax ID. It'll go on the business credit. It doesn't show up on any of the personal credit, anything like that. Part of the process
she's not
is looking at the personal credit.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do that. I know her credit's excellent. She's over, I think, I don't know the number, you know, but she's excellent because every time she goes, like, she's, I mean, I know for sure she's driving a Mercedes $150,000 car, CLS AMG 550.
Okay.
You know.
Now, what's
so
the reason? What's the reason for not wanting to look at it?
She does not want to put her Social Security and anything have to do with loans tied up to the business.
So you guys just don't want to do any loans?
No, we already have a lot of credits, but no loans. And we never had loans, so we are not interested in getting a loan, period. You know, and because the fact is that we just need the loan to buy cars and some equipment, we can use credit card or something like that. And I know her credit, her American Express is over $100,000, you know, so we use that for the business.
Now, are the cars that you're looking to purchase, are those equipment for the business?
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, if you have good credit, you know, an option that you can do is finance the cars through the business as equipment.
We always do that. And the guy who talked to me first, he said, you can do that through you guys, which it doesn't make sense. But, you know, we have six cars brand new. We just bought them 4 in October last year and 2 in April this year under the business name with no tax ID or no social security or anything like that. But
that's what I'm saying.
We're doing that right there, but he's convincing me to take the loan and use it for other things, including the car. So, okay. To me, it's the same thing.
Okay. And, you know, if you're looking at both, what you can do is you can actually do both. It makes a lot of sense to finance the equipment separately because that would be a secured, it would be a secured loan program. So the equipment itself is collateral. A lot of times you'll save a lot of money on interest if you do that. So if you're looking, you have a couple different you know, a couple different things that you're looking to accomplish here. You want to get some equipment, but you also have some areas that you need to spend some money on that you would need cash for. So what we could do is finance the equipment traditionally, set you up on monthly payments, it's secured, rates start in the mid-single digits, and then we can get you the capital that you need. We'll do that separately as a working capital loan. So that way, you know, if you're taking out the whole lump sum on working capital, it's kind of doing yourself a disservice. It costs more. You know, working capital is unsecured cash. That it costs more than what you would be paying for the equipment. So, you know, we, you know, specialize in equipment financing. So it's all over the board. It depends on, you know, first of all, what you're looking at. So we have terms that go 3 months up to 3 years. The rates are going to vary with the terms. So it depends on what you're using it for. If you're using it to, say, purchase inventory or something like that, that you're going to turn over quickly, we can set you up on a term that matches that. So it shortens it. It, you know, minimizes your interest exposure.
Hmm. Let me talk to you about all this. Okay. I know it seems like it'd be interesting to me. Anyway,
okay.
But let me talk to you about this. And I have the guy, whatever he's going to say, just send him an email.
Russell, yeah, okay. So is the best email for you, is that the gnasser@agpscorp?
Yeah. That's a working email. That's a business email.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Yeah, why don't you get together and get an idea of exactly what you guys are looking for equipment and capital. Let's separate the two, and then we can come up with some options for you that'll make the most sense. Because obviously,
I don't think any of them will work, because if you tie it with the Social Security, nothing will work for us.
Well, the Social Security, we just need that to look at the personal credit. That's not going to be tied to the loan in the end.
Yeah,
we can work with you.
Okay. Let me look into this and we'll talk.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.